Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These are the top things that bug us while watching TV. Mm. Number one, someone talking during your show.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, asking questions.
I feel like that's changed nowadays, though, because you're able to stop and pause the show.
That even makes it worse because that's on the list.
God, I hate that.
But yeah. If you're into the show, you don't want... You get
constant
distracted.
Chatter.
Yeah, you get distracted, and then you might lose your place, and then you just upset and have to go get a drink and stuff like that.
That's why I don't watch TV.
Well, and that's also on the list, Tom. A person who's watching needs to hit pause to do something or for you to finish your sentence.
The only good times to push pause, bathroom, and to get the pizza at the door.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
yeah.
I agree with that.
That's why I don't watch TV.
Okay. Too many commercials.
Not on Netflix.
Yep. Getting a phone call in the middle of your favorite show.
Don't answer it.
Don't answer.
Okay, but it's your mom or somebody.
Okay, then answer it.
Yeah.
I'll call back.
All right, spoilers from someone who's already seen the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, pay attention here. Pay attention.
Yeah,
this is, okay, right here is going to be good.
This. Yeah, wait. Yeah. Watch.
Look what he does.
This is really important.
Someone asking you to change the channel because they're not interested in that show.
Like, yeah.
Or the plot. This plot just doesn't make sense. Let's change the channel.
Well, you can't ruin it for somebody else if they're enjoying it. That wouldn't be very nice.
That's very giving, Heidi. Sometimes you have to sit through shows that you don't want to watch for that significant other.
I'd never change it, but I wouldn't sit through it.
Exactly. That's why I don't watch TV.
Something else.
Really?
No, it depends on who I'm with.
Why not?
I mean, sometimes you want to share that moment with the person, like a significant other.
Yeah, if you both like the show.
Yeah, but if you don't like the show.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
that is so selfish.
No, it's not.
It is.
How is it selfish? She still gets to watch the show.
I know, but she wants you to be a part of it. It might be a show that she wanted you to watch, too.
I don't see her sitting around playing video games with me.
Well, but does she watch a show like NASCAR with you sometimes?
No, she goes shopping during NASCAR.
Well, y'all been married too long.
It's time for it to end.
No, exactly, Kato, exactly.
I didn't say that. I said it's like you've gotten numb. Like when you first started dating her.
We've been doing it right too long.
She wanted to watch a certain thing. You wouldn't sit through that?
She didn't watch NASCAR with me when we first started dating.
Let's say she wanted to watch something on the Food Network. You wouldn't just sit down and just kind of just to be with her and hold her hand just to watch through it?
I mean, I'll watch the Food Network alone.
But I mean, if she said, hey, let's, you know, sit at home tonight and watch a romantic comedy, then it's kind of like a date and you kind of feel obligated to sit there and watch it. But if she's just watching, you know, the wedding stories on Lifetime or whatever, I'm going to go shopping.
Well, I understand that.
Exactly.
I will sit through The Masked Singer.
Okay.
I will sit through that.
Yeah, see how he's doing.
Painfully. Because Jeff likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get to spend time together on the couch.
You should wear a mask next time.
And sing.
All right. So top things that bug you while watching TV. Buffering when you're trying to stream a show online.
Oh.
Yeah.
That has happened.
Yeah. Okay. The person that you're watching the show with falls asleep in the middle of it. Because you want to share that show.
Made them watch some crappy show.
My mom, she was fussing just the other day. She said, it seems like every show I try to watch, I miss the last 10 minutes because I fall asleep. I said, well, my sister Sonya is just the opposite. Mom, she watches the first 10 minutes of a movie and she's out the rest of the movie.
There you go. All right, too much texting during your favorite TV show.
Mm.
Someone might be texting you, or like yesterday when we had 150 texts from Tom.
Oh, you got those?
I did. I just didn't participate.
That's a
long conversation you guys had yesterday. I was busy doing stuff.
Mm. What? Yeah.
I left the conversation.
Exactly what?
I had notifications turned off. I hadn't seen it.
Okay.
Get to the part that really bugs me.
Okay.
Chewing,
well,
chomping, crunching.
That is mentioned, Heidi. Loud eating while you are watching your favorite TV show.
Or at work.
Okay, but this is not a TV show. Tom does it a lot in here. But let's say you're watching TV. Like, what's the food? Like popcorn?
Crunchy? Ice.
Ice. Okay, well, your boyfriend's the ice muncher.
Yeah.
He munches on his ice. Mm.
But that's annoying. Movie theater, television, anytime. Mm-hmm.
I'd sit down with a bowl of ice, a bowl of grape nut cereal, some crunchy bread.
Yeah.
That's very passive aggressive.
I'm sorry. You just go shopping.
Whoa.
Well, there goes that relationship.
Well, it already went. Remember, you guys dated for a while.
Don't even go there.
No.
We're good friends. That's
my therapist said, put all that behind you.
It's a good thing we don't have to watch TV together.
I know.
Serious.
Hey, you know what? As long as you can listen to the radio with someone that you love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's turning
agree
it
on that. Hopefully you can agree on the Hawk and Tom show.
We still have issues over that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.